From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Once again, we count it a privilege to welcome you to another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called What's Wrong with the World and How God Will Fix It, the 11th in a series of messages dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is found in verses 19 through 23, where the Apostle Paul shows that not only human beings, but the entire created world has been affected by sin in the wake of Adam's fall. Because of this, God's originally perfect creation is in a state of degradation. Yet the text speaks of the creation expecting or longing for redemption, release from the curse. Furthermore, because of the effects of sin, believers in Christ are spoken of as groaning for that emancipation. The text promises that they will be brought into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. This is the ultimate glorification of God's believing people. Before Dr. Cairns brings the next portion of the message, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is called Made Rich by Faith. The text is found in Psalm 9 and verse 18. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Poverty is a hard heritage, but those who trust in the Lord are made rich by faith. They know that they are not forgotten of God, and though it may seem that they are overlooked in His providential distribution of good things, they look for a time when all this shall be righted. Lazarus will not always lie among the dogs at the rich man's gate, but he will have his recompense in Abraham's bosom. Even now the Lord remembers His poor but precious sons. I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me, said one of old. And it is even so. The godly poor have great expectations. They expect the Lord to provide them all things necessary for this life and godliness. They expect to see all things working for their good. They expect to have the closer fellowship with their Lord, who had not where to lay his head. They expect his second advent and to share its glory. This expectation cannot perish, for it is laid up in Christ Jesus, who liveth forever. And because he lives, it shall live also. The poor saint sings many a song which the rich sinner cannot understand. Wherefore, let us, when we have short commons below, think of the royal table above.
Leads me for his mind. When I walk through the shades of death, thy presence is my stay.
Have you ever wondered what the message of each New Testament book really is? Not just the meaning of a phrase, a text, or even a chapter, but the central message of the entire book? If so, we're happy to offer you the opportunity to obtain a means of doing just that. A number of years ago, Dr. Alan Cairns preached a series of messages in which he explained the teaching of each of the New Testament books. This series was published in a book entitled A Sure Foundation. These messages let you get a grasp of the heart of the New Testament's teaching and show you how relevant it is to your life in the modern world. A Sure Foundation tells you how to live in the light of the gospel, in the freedom of faith, and not in the gloom of guilt and frustration. This is not another how-to book of self-help tips. Its constant theme is the acceptance believers have with God because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness to them, which is the heart of the gospel. Let the Bible Speak has recently obtained a limited number of copies of this publication, and we're now making them available to our listening audience. The price for each copy of A Sure Foundation is $10, which includes shipping and handling. You may have a copy by sending your check for $10 made out to Let the Bible Speak to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. To reserve a copy, you may email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Request your copy of A Sure Foundation today. Thank you.
You see, Christ's redemption purchased a glorious future for his people, but it purchased a glorious future for the whole world. For the very earth itself, for the cosmos, for the created universe. I have theories here that I'm very tempted to go into, for I like them. I like my theories. But I'm not going to go into them because I can't prove them. I've been fascinated for a long time by questions that have been asked. I remember years ago we were in Canterbury in England, Canterbury Cathedral, very, very famous place in English church history. And we were there protesting that they were having a Roman Catholic priest or bishop or somebody there to desecrate the church with the blasphemy of the Mass. And remember this? Yeah, I love these fellows, really. You have to love them. But it's very hard to do sometimes. 16-year-old know-it-all. You know, I know everything. And he posed me the question, you know, the meaninglessness of all this. I mean, if this story of the gospel is true and God sent his son into the world to save this people in this world, I mean, this world is so small. It's like a grain of sand in this vast universe. Why is the universe so big? Therefore, it doesn't make any sense. Well, I have theories that I have in my mind, perhaps why. I don't know what the Lord is going to do. But I want to tell you, if I can imagine some of it, it's absolutely nothing to what the Lord is going to do. Just remember, the Lord's not finished with this old universe yet. In fact, he's only beginning. He's going to revamp it, renovate it. And that has been purchased by the blood of Christ. Now, what he's going to do and when he's going to do it, I'm not going to get into. I'm not going to get into an argument on eschatology. Just settle it in your minds in eschatology. If you're post-trib, pre-mill, you're right. And if you're not, you're wrong. Just understand that. Now, that will straighten everything out. I'm not going to get into the debate on eschatology. When is it all going to be? I personally believe that the new heavens and the new earth, the description is both millennial and eternal. Millennial and eternal. Think of Isaiah chapter 11, verse 6. This is what the Holy Ghost has written. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and the little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Now I'm perfectly well aware that very learned scholars will tell you that's beautiful poetry, and that's here's what it means. It doesn't mean there's no lion here, there's no wolf here, there's no lamb here, there's no ox here. Don't you believe it? They're just too smart for their own good. That passage is incapable of so-called spiritualization without destroying it entirely. And if you treated the rest of the Bible that way, you'd have no Bible at all. There's a prophecy here. We read a counterpart in Isaiah chapter 65. The glorious promise. In the New Testament, Peter says, we, according to his promise, look for the new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. We're looking for the new heavens and the new earth, and we're not going to be disappointed. John on the Isle of Patmos already caught the sight of it. In chapter 21, he says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. The reversal of the curse. Here indeed is the emancipation of the entire creation. And that leads us to the fourth and final great element, which is the glorification of the sons of God. I've referred to the word the adoption, the manifestation, the revelation as God's sons. What is that going to entail? Do you remember when we looked at verse 17, that if we're children, then we are heirs of God? Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Now, what does that mean? I can give you a very broad, as I have in dealing with that text, I can give you a very broad meaning. But I can't tell you what it means. If I could tell you, I may as well be speaking double Dutch, for you wouldn't understand me. Our little minds, conditioned by the circumstances of this world, we could not begin to conceive of the glories that are involved in being joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Who can tell what Jesus Christ has purchased with his blood? Who can tell all that he has merited by his obedience unto death? Let me put it differently to you. What do you think the man, Christ Jesus, deserves from his Father's hand throughout all eternity? What do you think he deserves to get from the Father's hand? I can't tell you that in detail. But it's more glorious than I could ever imagine. It's more glorious than any archangel could ever imagine. It's greater than anything that has been ever written in human language or thought of in human mind. Here we are plumbing the depths of the beauty and the glory and the wisdom of God's eternal salvation plan. And I can tell you this, the Bible says everything that the Savior himself deserves to receive from the hand of God, his joint heirs will receive with him. They are equal heirs. Equal heirs. Can you let that sink in? This amazes me. I can't for the life of me understand that. Why would anybody give up Christ for the trinkets of the world? Why would they turn away from Christ for the baubles of this old world? To be treated on an absolute equality with the man Christ Jesus. An equal heir. And I tell you that revelation of the sons of God is going to show us what verse 17 really includes. There'll be the redemption of the body. You know, one of the big questions that Pentecostalists and Charismatics throw at you is, do you not believe that healing is in the atonement? Sure, I believe healing's in the atonement. says, I believe that glorification is in the atonement too. But my body's certainly not glorified yet. I mean, if you thought that I was going to go through heaven or through eternity looking like this, I hope you're wrong. Christ has purchased the redemption of the body. A body free from sin. A body free from pain. A body free from aging. A body free from every imperfection. The redemption of the body starts with the resurrection of the dead saints, their bodies coming forth from the earth. Philippians chapter 3 verse 21 looks forward to that day when the Lord Jesus Christ shall change our vile body. Our vile body. Literally the body of our humiliation. Let me ask you, how long and how often has your body humbled you? And I'm not just talking about humbling your pride when you look in front of the mirror, stand in front of the mirror, and you see the wrinkles and the hairline disappearing. I'm not just talking about that. How often have you found the spirit willing but the flesh weak? And the body has betrayed you. It's humbled you. This body of humiliation. I'd love to be able to spend a day and a night in prayer. Do you think this body wouldn't fight it every inch of the way? I can remember long nights spent in prayer. And I can tell you, yeah, the body fought. It's a body of humiliation. I'd love to have the energy to blaze a trail across this world for God. There's a day coming when this body of humiliation will be transformed to what? To be made like unto His glorious body. We're going to have a family likeness. Made like unto His glorious body. What all does that mean? I can't begin to imagine. But the little bit that I think I can imagine, as I read the Gospels and see the beauty and the glory of the risen Christ, I say, man, what a Savior. What a salvation. What a glory. And for whom? For whom? For angels? Here's a glory angels will never reach. Here's a glory archangels will never attain to. Here is going to be eternally the pinnacle of God's entire creation. Redeemed men in union with Jesus Christ, made like unto Him, joint heirs with Him, the body redeemed. The liberty of eternal glory.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info at faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.